How would you explain the resistance that was there among evangelical Christians and leaders, well-educated people who weren't, you know, there is an idea out there which is too generalized that evangelical Christianity is anti-science. That's certainly not the whole picture. But, you know, how would you explain, is there part of the resistance to environmentalism as it has become more mainstream in our culture? Mm-hmm. Is there part of that resistance that you understand? And
yes, there is. The first inkling I had of this was when I was in my teens, attending with one of my Christian friends a daily vacation Bible school. It was a Bible school held by his church, which was much more fundamentalist. And it was there that I learned that we were supposed to be suspicious of science.
Okay. You hadn't learned that before.
I hadn't learned that yet. Mm-hmm. And then another time came from when my daughter came home from Christian school one day and said, "Dad, are you a scientist?" And I said, "Yes." She says, "Oh, my principal said that you are evil, that scientists are evil." So I had a talk with the principal. Now, I think I understand the roots of this. They go back to 1859 with Darwin's Origin of the Species. And first of all, B.B. Warfield, a great theologian at Princeton Theological Seminary, welcomed evolutionary theory as an evangelical. And he was also the person who developed the idea of biblical inerrancy, one and the same person, which is, and he was quite a correspondent with Charles Darwin as well. And but something went off track here. The thing that went off track is that many evangelicals, particularly in America, saw the work of Darwin as being threatening to views on how God made the world. And these new findings, of course, were by Darwin and were then studied by many others, and all these others were scientists. So I think the discernment here was not really good by the evangelical community, particularly those who were not in the sciences. They soon associated this teaching with scientists in general, and science got to be the sort of thing you didn't study. That's what I learned at this vacation Bible school, is that you should never pursue science because you might lose your faith.
Right.
That's a very bad way to deal with it, especially for me coming out of this two books theology tradition. It's like saying one of the two books might mislead you. And what we were taught is both books are of the same author. And
nature
they cannot,
and the Bible.
Yeah, they cannot be at odds with each other. Whatever differences we see between the two books is our problem. It's not the problem of one or the other book.